General Motors is restoring health care to hourly workers in Bowling Green and across the nation who are on strike for a second week. The reinstatement of medical benefits could signal that GM and the United Auto Workers Union are closer to reaching a new contract that would end the work stoppage now in its 11th day. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The nation's number one automaker announced it would end company-paid health insurance the day after the strike began on September 16th. Healthcare costs were shifted to the United Auto Workers Union, whose strike fund provided hourly workers more expensive COBRA coverage, but excluded dental, vision, and other benefits. GM said in an email to the union that it will keep benefits in place due to significant confusion among members. Among the 900 hourly workers in Bowling Green hailing the company's reversal is Stephen Green. Reached on the picket line outside the Corvette assembly plant, the 58-year-old Green said good medical benefits trump a paycheck.
It really means more to me, okay? You can make money, but health care is a whole new ballgame.
It's unclear how the reinstatement of health care benefits will impact contract talks that center around wages, profit sharing, and the use of temporary workers. The work stoppage is starting to have a trickle-down effect, with some auto suppliers furloughing workers until the strike ends. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.